Now to Iran. Iranian-American scholar Haleh Esfandiari is preparing to come home. She was released after an ordeal that began in December 2006 when she traveled to Iran to visit her elderly mother and then was prevented from leaving the country. Accused of involvement in a plot to, quote, undermine the sovereignty of the country, end quote, Iran eventually imprisoned Esfandiari for months. Her family and colleagues have been working to keep her circumstances before the public, and they recently learned that she's been released. Word came early this week that she was allowed to leave Iran for Austria. Joining us to talk about all this is Haleh Esfandiari's daughter, Haleh Bakash. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
When did you hear the news about your mother's release?
My mother received a call on Saturday, September 1st, saying that her passport had been reissued and she could go pick it up. She went and got it and had it in hand on the 1st of September.
Where was she at this time when we last spoke? There was a whole complicated series of events. She tried to go to the airport. She was robbed on her way to the airport. And when she tried to get her documents restored so that she could leave, she was detained. At first, she was detained at home, and then she was imprisoned. When we last spoke, she had been in prison.
She was put in prison on May 8th, spent over 100 days in Evin prison, and after that was released and was living with her mother, with my grandmother, in Tehran. And she was just waiting to see what would be done next. She had received some positive indication that her passport would be reissued. She had no idea whether that would be within a couple of weeks, several months. It was really up in the air.
Have you been able to speak with her, and how does she sound?
I've spoken with her every day, and she's a very strong woman. She sounds a little better every day. She's obviously elated to be out. My father flew out to meet her in Austria, where they both are now.
Did you ever have any deeper understanding of the circumstances that led the Iranian government to detain your mother, other than these charges, as I described it, that she was a threat to Iranian sovereignty that we had heard communicated through state-run television?
No, we still aren't sure why this happened. One of our guesses is that they misunderstood the work that my mother was doing at the Woodrow Wilson Center for International Scholars, where she ran the Middle East program. Subsequent to her detention in jail, the director of the Woodrow Wilson Center, Lee Hamilton, wrote a letter to the supreme leader of Iran explaining the work that the Woodrow Wilson Center did and that my mother had done, and explaining that it had nothing to do with any effort to undermine the Iranian government.
Is there anything you can tell us about the specific process that led to her release?
We know that the Supreme Leader of Iran responded to Mr. Hamilton's letter, but the letter never gave any indication about release. It just said that they would have people look into the matter. One day my grandmother received a call saying, bring the deed to your apartment, to such and such a building, and we will release your daughter.
You don't have any way of knowing whether those individuals really had any connection to the government or to your mother's detention.
It was essentially bail, the way it's done here with money, but in Iran it's become fairly common to do so with property. So this was the bail that was set, the value of the apartment plus some additional amount.
So that was not a threat. That was part of the process for securing the release of a detained person.
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. There have been other cases where this has happened as well. Last year, another dual citizen of Iran and Canada, Ramin Jahanbegloo, was released on bail, and bail was set as his mother's apartment and his own apartment or home.
When we last spoke with you in May, you were also concerned that your mother had been subject to ill treatment in custody. Is there anything you can tell us about that? Do you know, is she well?
She says that she was treated decently. Our only concern is she did lose a lot of weight. She was about 104 pounds before she went in and less than 90 pounds when she came out. But we're hoping that now that she's coming home, she can get her strength back.
When will your mother be back in the U.S.?
possibly this weekend or early next week, we expect to see her.
How are you?
I'm really excited to see her. I can't wait for her to see my children, who are 4 and 6 years old, who are her only grandchildren. And she's really looking forward to coming home as well.
They will have changed a lot in the more than 6 months she's been away. It's almost 9 months now.
That's right.
Since she's been away.
Very different.
Any sense of you and your family and colleagues have been very, outspoken in trying to draw attention to her situation. Is there anything that you draw from this experience? I guess it's still a puzzle because you don't really know why she was detained. You don't really know why she was released. But is there any lesson here?
Not that I can tell. We don't know why she was detained. We don't know why she was released. But we hope that perhaps now that the Iranian government will understand that scholarly work is just what it is. It's purely academic.
Haleh Bakash is the daughter of Iranian-American scholar Haleh Esfandiari. She was allowed to leave Iran this week after months in prison and under house arrest. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
And our very best wishes to your family.
Thank you.